You are listening to scan.org, produced for nimfm.org. That is community radio NIMFM in Nimbin, Australia. My name is Martin. Let's get the show started. Welcome also to you, the new listener. Yes, you. Who is in the employ of the American Internet Traffic Watch Agency? How are you today? I thought for you, the new listener in the employ of powerful people, need a head start in your new career. So I will offer some specific expressions which would be possibly of the highest order of priority on your watch list. Here we go. Bin liner, alcohol, jihad looks, televangelic. So that's for starters. You are lucky. Yesterday, a despairing telemarketer or crashed Viagra entrepreneur. Today, you are in the employ of a safer America. Long live American internet traffic. Just to top it, to really kick off your new standing, you should take this next sample and play it back in reverse to detect the hidden, sinister message. Well, you can't say I haven't cooperated with the security interests of the United States, and I went out of my way preparing this whole episode just for you, so don't complain. Get those samples worked out, and meanwhile I can segue into the regular, uninteresting part of the show. Well, today I thought I have a little bit of a questionnaire for you all out there. Because I wondered many, many times about important things like, did you notice how the flappings of the wings of the Amazonian butterfly flattens the Caribbean with hurricanes? Or shakes up dodgy finances worldwide? Or do you believe that there is a substantial difference between dog or cat poo? And would you see a similar comparison between coalition and opposition parties in this country? Would you like a hung parliament at the next federal election? Or would you prefer a coalition-led minority government? Should perhaps a former water or wind engineer become the next environment minister, or perhaps an ex-fire brigade chief? Do you think cars, weighing 50 to 20 times the average adult human body weight, have a future? If yes, should they become bulletproof? If not, should they become airborne? Is the word work choices A, newspeak for must-do chores, B, the choice between wood, metal or stonework, C, wrong grammar for the plural of work shy, and D, the choice of keeping a bad or losing a worse job? Do you think all made in China products are crap? If so, which is crappier? 1. A. Fake made in Hong Kong Rolex cuckoo's clocks. Or B. Fake made in Switzerland Chinese medicines. 2. A. Chinese urban oxygen inhalers. Or B. Chinese human organ supplies. I wonder what you think about all those questions.
Corporate fund, the new AT&T, and his niece, and Arvish corporate fund.
Next, that huge toy.
Defective products. Bob took out ads in major newspapers.
That huge toy.
Presenting a choking hazard. Lead paint made in China. Polly Pocket dolls, action figures, military jeeps, doggy day lead paint.
That's right.
First of all,
Mattel swallows the biggest excessive amount of lead paint. Swallowed.
The lead paint.
Lead paint.
How does this work?
Mattel problem. Perhaps larger.
Is it larger?
Yes. Choking choking hazard. They can come together, coming together.
Penal feel growing.
Look at. Thank you.
Yes, it's ironic. Long before China was cool and units flowing, pet food, tooth food, bad.
Stop the ship.
Well, Mr. Johnson, consumers.
Well, caught. Stopping products.
Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
The Chinese government says pollution in the country is becoming so bad that social stability is under threat.
China has some of the most polluted cities on the planet. The head of the state environmental agency, Zhou Shengxiang, says the environmental situation is damaging people's health and could threaten the social stability of the country. But the environment has paid the price.
Chinese policy advisors are floating the idea of forwarding the Beijing Olympic Games to the end of this year, just after Christmas.
Estimates of the Chinese Communist administration reveal an unexpected rise of complaints from around the world in the future due to hiccups and bugs in the still budding consumer capitalist economy. In order to avoid becoming a blamed nation, planners are preparing a new timetable for the games and the economy, respectively. This would guarantee huge pre-Christmas sales, massive tourist money from visitors, and satisfactory global media coverage during everyone's holiday, Christian or otherwise. Chinese policy strategists want to reach a critical economic momentum, so they say, after which the rest of the world develops CPHS, that is, Chinese Product Hate Syndrome, but no other nation will have any choice left for shopping.
This, so the administrative planners claim, will put China into the global driver's seat.
This report may or may not contain traces of PSYOPS material.
Intellectual property rights.
As the industry bleeds money because of illegal copies. The federal government is also cracking down on piracy to address copyright theft. There's also the growing fear of illegal downloads.
The industry estimates about a quarter of Australians are involved in some kind of film piracy, including downloading movies from the internet.
President of China, notably China. President Hu Jintao, China, with China and China.
China can grow even more successful.
China reportedly used a ground-based medium-range ballistic missile to knock out one of its own aging weather satellites.
Business has reacted with horror.
These days, in terms of early warning, reconnaissance, surveillance, intelligence, communications, you know, the US is quite critically reliant on space assets. Probably the key to the sort of astonishing virtuosity they've displayed with their conventional military forces in the last few years. Yeah, no, the Chinese move is quite a blunt demonstration, but to, without notice, basically to actually send up an interceptor missile and detonate the warhead and take out the target satellite, this will certainly make the United States sit up and take notice and amplify their own recognition in recent years that insofar as they have an Achilles heel, it would be the vulnerability of their space assets.
Here in Beijing, and the road I'm standing on, which is one of the main roads through the capital, is pretty much bumper to bumper once again. And of course, the air quality, well, you can breathe it in and you can feel the pollution at the back of your lungs. It's pretty disgusting. And all that's got athletes coming to the games next year very worried. They're worried about the poor level of air quality here.
But its air is also of dubious quality. With Beijing undergoing massive reconstruction ahead of the Olympics, the high level of pollution is causing a huge headache for games organisers. Recently, the government conducted an experiment to take 1.3 million vehicles off the road.
Yes, I went through my attic and I found there's so much stuff from China. I didn't know that it was from China. And now I had this 6 years ago. I ordered this panda with a bamboo plant, so it has a food. And I put it in the backyard for a while, and then I put it in the attic, and it never moved. No, I realise it's a fake.
Oh, God. And what about the bamboo? Is that a fake, too?
Yeah, never grew. That panda bear's chewing on this one leaf for 6 years.
Yeah. Well, they're very economical.
Yeah. And then, you know, my friend, he ordered a Rolex watch, and guess he got a fake Rolls Royce instead. They can't even read.
For the same price?
No, a Matchbox.
Oh, Matchbox.
Rolls Royce.
Oh, of course, like, yes.
No, toy size. Yeah. We're talking toys.
Yeah, not a Mercedes-Benz. But,
we don't talk about essential goods and services. We're talking about affluence and toys and things we want to throw away.
Yeah.
That's what we come from China normally. And so...
Listen to this. Listen to this fine sound.
I don't get a kick out of being a bitch to telemarketers. A job's just a job, and that's the fucked part of it. Career, you say, would be a better way. You're sick of people calling during dinner on Sundays, asking you questions. Do you like this? Would you try this? If we dipped it in chocolate and wrapped it, would you buy this? Scrap that, let's get back to the reason why this job exists in the first place. It's about you, so hear this. Yes, it's you they want, more specifically your wallet, and your taste buds too if you're expected to swallow it or wipe with it. Do you like it soft or hard? Or if you're buying a house, do you like a big backyard? And do you dismiss the warnings on cigarette packs? And at Christmas, do your loved ones prefer chips or snacks? Do you buy things on the internet or over the counter? Would you prefer to leave love to fate or a chance encounter? Every question is a goldmine, every answer a bank account. Every phone line is a client, and your opinion is paramount.
Listen to this fine sound.
So hands up if you like wine or cheese, or if you ever watch sporting events on the TV. Isn't it better if they find out how you really like it? So next time they dangle the bait, you not only bite it, but love it, enjoy it, write that one down, so you know what to choose next time the moment comes around. They're designing the world to be especially for you, so if you won't answer questions, what the fuck can they do? Every question is a goldmine, every answer a bank account, every phone line is a client, and your opinion is paramount.
Listen to this.
So I'm just a girl, and this is just the world, and I'm throwing you a pearl through the whirl and swirl. The person calling on behalf of whoever the fuck might be an artist or a mother or just down on their luck. Or it's me, and at least I'm not out in the streets. I got my head down and my tail up, and I'm earning my keep. And it's not my fault that you buy stuff from companies that want to get you in their market share and keep you there. It's an honest occupation, surveying the nation. And if it's been your inclination to be rude in the past, wait, would you, could you say that to my face? Have a heart. Don't be a shit human being. Don't treat anyone worse than you could take it in reverse. The universe has always got a few tricks up its sleeve. You never know when it be your turn to be swallowing your pride. You wish you'd always been friendly. You wish at least you'd been polite. Cause every question is a goldmine, every answer a bank account, every phone line is a client, and your opinion is paramount.
Listen to this fine sound.
And I don't find it funny, haha, what you said on the phone to the guy who rang you up and tried to sell you a home loan. And I don't have any sympathy for the time you wasted while a girl tried to get you to buy turkey basters. Cause that's life, it's too bad if you know what I mean. And if you don't want to talk, go get an answering machine. There's a reason why they call you between 5 and 9, cause it's prime time for getting people like you on the line. It's not a privacy invasion, yeah, you gave that up the first time you gave your address to Pizza Hut. And if you're in the white pages and your number's fair game, for the companies are hunting for your patron and trade. Every question is a gold mine, every answer a bank account, every phone line is a client, and your opinion is paramount. Yeah, every question is a gold mine, every answer a bank account, every phone line is a client. Hello?
The old-fashioned way was to get a Ken and Barbie set. And then you get, first you get the makeup set with it.
Oh.
And then you go in the shop again and buy all the rest of the household, including the house and the garden.
And the garden.
And the pony.
Yes. And the garden doesn't grow, does it?
No, it's just all like a, similar like Legoland, you know.
Yeah.
Barbie and Ken Land.
Yes.
And of course they've got peers, no? Peers haven't got any names and they haven't got any colors, so I didn't bother, but this is outrageous to paint Barbie blue, you know, as if she was toxic.
Oh, there you are. So I mean, it's a cultural mix.
On the culture.
Yeah, it does. It doesn't work. No. Now, that's the inside story. Subprime economy. Now, what a wonderful resource we have in 1.7 billion cheap labour, cheap labour force of 1.7 billion people to make all our goodies for us. Think of the profits for all those big American and Australian firms that are using that cheap labour to make our goods, and then they all they have to do is send them back to us.
You cannot produce.
No, you can't. So that's why you need China. So you say, you know, you just have it made in China, and that's what we do, of course.
But then we've got to tell these Chinese to do the things more properly, you know.
Of course. We have
what they're doing is crap, you know.
But
they're shooting in their own leg, trying to do it on the cheap.
But they need more profit, then they've got to get China to do it even cheaper. And that is why you get those poor quality goods, quality brand names, of course. They can have everything made in China, and then if anything goes wrong, they can have it. They can blame China. They say, "Oh, it's the Chinese that are doing it. China did it, and we're responsible." Of course, we have to take the blame.
Yeah, I can hear that. They're blaming the Chinese for all sorts of mishaps in the U.S. right now.
Oh yeah.
It's easy to do. It's like shooting fish in a tank, you know.
Yeah, sure is.
Let's sort the attic out and get all the crap out and keep all the non-made things which are not made in China. There will be museum collector's pieces with an enormous value very soon, Graham, I'll
tell
you.
Talking about a pink Ken and a blue Barbie, that will be worth a fortune. It's a collector's item in a few years.
That one?
Yes.
Which is available at NIMFM only, exclusive.
It's an exclusive to
made
NIMFM.
It for us,
that's right.
And they disappointed us a little bit, so we were keeping it anyway.
That's what you get with the subprime economy.
That talks about transparency and democracy and fighting corruption, but isn't really living up to its rhetoric and its internal governance, and I think it's quite damaging. President Hugo Chavez accuses the two institutions of perpetuating poverty and economic ill.
Dow Jones Index, FTSE 100,
1.1%,
2,517, 20 points, 6,401, 12,652.
Corporation exploitation. It has been standing in a queue. And departmental education has left me wondering what to do. You left me here without a clue. Corporation exploitation. As all the people on the line, chains of bank debts, drugs and luxuries, all making slaves of everyone. They're making slaves of everyone. We'll be right back.
poisons in your food, while all the corporation stations try to convince you that it's good and give you reasons why. There's all the reasons why we should.
China. The China-Japan relationship. Chinese won't like it.
China. The Chinese wouldn't talk to us. China.
And the Shanghai Cooperation Organization.
Hi there. My name's Major General Rudy Schwarzkopf. I'm the official spokesman for the United States Industrial Military Complex. I mean for the United States Military Forces. Now, I've been asked to talk to you good people by our people who run your country. I mean, by your officially elected federal representatives there in the federal government. To explain to you good Austrians why most of the contrails from the aircraft above your heads are now pumping out 50-mile-long vapor trails that blot out the sun after a few hours instead of dissipating after 30 seconds like they used to do before 1999. Now, let me assure you, good Austrians, we know and love you well. So we would never conduct covert aerial operations or experiments on you without telling somebody in your government. We have told the same people in your government that we instructed about weapons of mass destruction, Mandu Habib, and the CIA attacks on 9/11. The Al-Qaeda attacks on 9/11. What we are doing, which is nothing. Now, this concern for the loss of the blue sky above your heads and the increase in lung disease and the toxic accumulation of heavy metals and biological and radioactive compounds in your blood supply cannot be pinned on us in the United States Air Force. As we make sure that we fly early in the morning and late at night, at 40,000 feet above your heads. That's what we would do if we was doing it, which we ain't doing. These so-called chemtrails that some left-wing pinkos are calling them, and some right-wing conservatives, as well as some research scientists that can no longer get federal funding for their research, and some concerned citizens as well. Anyway, these chemtrails are just ordinary exhaust fumes from a few high-altitude jets that have got their mix wrong in their carburetors, which then makes the mufflers burn a bit dirty, and we'll be working on those troublesome engines soon. It should only take about 5 years, which by that time there'll be less people anyway to complain about this fictitious situation, which is being called the Darwin Theory Operation, which just means good old survival of the fittest. That is, of course, unless you have built an underground bunker fitted with a HEPA filter, like the bunkers we built for our top military and political men and women. Then, of course, you don't have to be fit or smart, just well-connected. Whatever you do, just stay calm, or the increased adrenaline in your blood supply will affect our research results. Make you upset. Have a bad effect on your health. Let me assure you, you will not see any stories in the mainstream media to back up these claims that we are spreading submicron-sized particles of aluminium oxide, barium, and a variety of biological compounds in your air supply. So it can't be happening. Because if it ain't on your mainstream media, it don't exist. Because you can absolutely trust the commercial networks to tell you everything that's going on, despite the fact that most of them are owned by the major weapons corporations. And your public broadcasters like the ABC are never afraid to tell it like it is, because their funding is not affected by our people who run your country. Your official federal representatives. So, good Austrians, sleep well tonight, knowing that we have a constant military presence of your house. Your Air Force has a constant military presence over your house. But don't leave the windows open. And you might want to stay indoors on a hot, dry day, or a wet, windy one, or a wet, cold one. Stay indoors, especially when it rains. In fact, don't go outside. Don't do nothing. Stay indoors and breathe shallow. This is Major General Rudy Schwarzkopf signing off on behalf of the United States Military Industrial Complex. On behalf of the United States Military Forces. Bye now.
The Halliburton Ghan train traverses the Australian continent from Adelaide in the south to Darwin in the north. Most of the thousands of kilometres are straight. Yes, a straight line drawn with a ruler on the map of the planning department. You and I may think, well, what's wrong with a straight railway track? These planners knew their business well. Sure, after some hours of travel, it could get boring to never see the front or the end of the train, as you could in a bend of the track. Well, looking out the window with the same scrubby landscape rushing by quickly loses its initial appeal as well. Even if the Halliburton Ghan had bent parts on the track, it would remain boring. So, why do people do the trip? You have to pay a boring fare of $175 economy. That means no privacy, chair sleep, one way. But let's not talk it all down. The advantage of Halliburton Engineering is its love for straight tracks. Just imagine on the Ghan you can play picking up stick games like Mikado, build houses with playing cards, execute delicate watch repair, or leave your wine glass filled to the brim on the armrest without any concern of spills, let alone the toilet business being more straightforward and secure as well. However, if you're not off on the long journey and start leaning onto your neighbor, perhaps snoring or dream talking, they will have all the right to wake you up and point out to you the finer etiquette of straight track train travel and sleeping. You will be told to either book a sleeping compartment for another mere $90 or tightly strap yourself into the seat before sleeping. Yeah, the Halliburton Ghan, a truly stylish straight experience. You were listening to scan.org. For further details of the show and any relevant web links, visit nimbinradiomedia.libsyn.com or simply Google Nimbin Radio, and Nimbin spells as N-I-M-B-I-N. When you visit our podcast website, click on the calendar tab of the month so you can see all free downloads produced by NIMFM, since the front page only shows the most recent podcasts. You can write to me if you like, martin@nimfm.org. Catch you all next week.